A few days back, Kaisa and I revealed that he was going to be creating a school for inspiring creators and streamers to learn how to become better streamers. He called it Streamer University and told his audience to apply in order to be accepted. Millions of aspiring creators applied, and eventually Kai revealed which were the lucky ones that were chosen. There was a lot of hype building up around this event, with so many people excited about what it was going to be, as it's not every day you can get taught on how to be a streamer by the biggest streamer in the world right now. When the event finally began, let's just say it didn't live up to people's expectations, as instantly, people started to realize this wasn't a school to help streamers become successful. It was just another one of Kai's live stream where these people were used as props. Now the internet is calling Kai out as a scammer, as they felt deceived. From the many clips I saw before making this video, I noticed the only thing Kai taught these people was degeneracy for views. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos exposing the truth weekly. In today's episode, we will be talking about Kai Cenat's Streamer University. Let's get right into it. Right now, Kai is on fire. Everything he touches turns into millions of views and millions of dollars. He is actively taking streaming to new heights, and that's what the world saw with his Streamer University event. A couple of days back, Kai made this high production commercial to promote his new streaming school called Streamer University. The commercial started by showing what appears to be Hogwarts Castle from the Harry Potter movies, with Kai playing as the head of the school. In the commercial, he was seen going to deliver an acceptance letter to a streamer that was accepted to Streamer University. The promotion video was over the top and indicated that this Streamer University was going to be something grand. Kai claimed that Streamer University was going to be a school for streamers to learn how to be successful just like him. He told his fans that he would have other successful creators teach courses to these students on how to make it as streamers. Streamer University was going to be a 3-day course at an actual university campus Kai had rented out. Kai opened enrollment to his Streamer University, and in under an hour, it had already received millions of applicants, showing people just how popular Kai really is. Eventually, he revealed who was accepted for the event, with over 120 people accepted to Streamer University. Now, for the last week, this was all people were talking about online, with the creators accepted making videos where they were super excited about this incredible opportunity, with some of these people chosen even admitting that they quit their job or even dropped out of actual school to attend Streamer University. Those chosen thought this was the opportunity they had been waiting for, the moment that was going to change their streaming careers forever. When Kai finally posted the accepted applicants, something instantly became apparent. Most of the creators chosen already had a large online presence across the internet. Most of the inspiring creators weren't inspiring creators at all. They were established online creators who weren't there to learn anything but to do a stream with Kai. Kai also revealed the courses that were expected to be taught at this Streamer University. On the website, the courses listed were sex education for some reason. I guess for whatever reason, streamers need to be educated on that. Business management, music production, film and acting, and according to them, many, many more courses. But when the event actually started, the only thing they were taught was that they were all just unpaid extras for Kai's stream. There were no real classes that they were actually being taught. Most of the videos posted were of Kai threatening to kick out students and teachers. The whole event was drama after drama, pushing the same typical degeneracy Kai and other streamers push on their streams. They showed DDG, who was supposed to be a teacher, having a boxing match with his so-called students. They also had Arby's gunfights in the hallways and so much more drama. It became pretty obvious these creators weren't there to learn anything but to be a part of Kai's stream. Now, while I still think many people would have still shown up to be an extra in Kai's stream, I still think that what Kai did was deceitful, as he promised upcoming unknown creators the opportunity to be taught how to stream by him and other successful creators, creating the illusion that this Streamer University was something they had to attend in order to make it in streaming. People quit their jobs in order to attend, believing that this was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. He basically played with their dreams and used them for content to further enrich himself and make more money. After Streamer University started, people started calling out Kai for several things, some that I obviously agree with, while others I think don't matter. For example, Kai was receiving backlash for not having enough white people on his stream. I honestly think that was a dumb and pointless argument. If Kai wants to invite only black streamers, why does it matter? It is his event, and Kai himself is a black man. If he wanted to help out other black creators, that makes sense to me, and I don't see anything wrong with that. On top of that, I myself saw a mixture of races. While there were a lot of black people, you can also see other races there as well. Again, this is stupid to even bring up, when the other things that Kai actually did were much worse. Kai was accused of condoning online bullying for the purpose of viral content, which many people really didn't like. They also called them out for creating an unsafe environment, as one person even got injured and sent to the hospital, after one student shot him in the eye with an Arby's gun, severely injuring them. There was also a moment in the stream where Agent and others attacked another student after accusing him of going to his room when he wasn't there. They tackled him to the ground and threw glitter and baby powder all over him. I don't know if this was staged or not, but it's horrible to see what these guys do for content. They also called out Kai for the fact that most of the students that were accepted were all just his friends and associates. This proves that Kai wasn't trying to help new creators. He was just using this as promotion, as he knew that if he told people he was going to be picking random people, he would have more people interacting with his event and even more people watching it. This was a massive scam, and he scammed the very community he's a part of. Another thing Kai did with this stream was push the Lil Nas X agenda. Just like many other streamers are doing nowadays, they use Streamer University to push the Lil Nas X agenda. You guys know that Hollywood loves pushing the Lil Nas X agenda. They love pushing the masculinity, and I have made a deep video here on YouTube on why exactly they do this. Considering that Streamer University was sponsored by massive corporations like T-Mobile and State Farm, it made sense why they were openly pushing the Lil Nas X agenda. During Rakai's stream on Streamer University, there was a moment where he took all the attention that he had on him to let the world know some important news about his sexuality. For those who don't know Rakai, he is one of Kai's stream's background characters. He is a 16-year-old who has been showing up on many of Kai's streams. They even call him Kai's son. Now, Rakai went viral recently after he revealed the truth about his sexuality at Streamer University. Rakai claimed that he was bi and that he liked boys and girls.
I'm gonna be honest, bro. I'm bisexual.
So you, this is like the official
announcement? Yeah, bro, I'm bisexual.
Okay.
For real?
Y'all heard it here first.
Yo, I heard it here. Rakai bisexual, bro.
I thought this was so disturbing, as this kid is only 16, yet they got him pushing the Lil Nas X agenda already. It's not a coincidence that Streamer University was sponsored by these massive companies, and then Kai had Rakai pushing the Lil Nas X agenda. This again proves the point I made in my video about Aiden Ross and Speed, and even in the video I made on the exact moment Kai sold his soul. These streamers have sold out and become the new puppets of the industry. They are the ones being used to push the agenda now. They are using these streamers to desensitize the youth and make them accept this as normal. This is why streamers keep acting fruity and playing with their sexuality. Many people are calling the entire Streamer University a giant scam used by Kai to make more money and make his brand bigger. Streamer University seemed to be 3 days of how college is portrayed in movies. No one actually learning anything useful, but people running around just partying nonstop and acting as chaotic as possible. Kai promised he was going to help these upcoming streamers. He promised them an opportunity to change their lives, but it was all a lie. Kai played all these people. He wasn't offering an opportunity to make it to the next level. He invited 80 to 90% established creators and 10% unknown. Most of the so-called students who attended were people who normally interacted with Kai's streams. They were essentially a part of his universe. He didn't teach these people anything on how to become a successful streamer. Instead, he used them to make his own successful stream. Realistically, this stream was way worse than people even noticed. Just think about what kind of influence this had on Kai's young audience. This event had some of the biggest streamers participating in it, with millions of people watching these influential people act out and promote degeneracy. If you tuned in to Streamer University, you likely saw OF models promoting themselves and twerking all over the place, people humiliating themselves on camera for attention, and a lot of people faking reactions and acting over the top for views. Now, the kids that are watching that want to be just like Kai and are going to be under the assumption that this is what needs to be done to make it. They're watching this and thinking, this is Streamer University. This is how I make it as a streamer. You know how many kids want to be streamers nowadays? And this is what they're learning from, and it's truly disturbing. We have to stop allowing these sellouts to influence the youth. We shouldn't allow our children to watch this mess as they look at what they're pushing and think this is normal. It's all nonsense and brain rot. Nothing Kai is so-called teaching is actually useful. He's teaching these kids how to ruin their lives. Because of all the drama from Streamer University, he started receiving tons of backlash from the internet. He eventually responded by telling his audience he would never do Streamer University again, as he claimed he spent too much money on Streamer University. Kai reported that he paid for everything and all the students to attend, claiming that he lost money from doing this. But I don't believe he lost any money. With millions of views across platforms, he made good money off that alone. But that's only the small amount of money. Streamer University was sponsored by T-Mobile and State Farm, and possibly many other sponsors. Remember, Kai at this point is just a walking billboard, a mouthpiece for the big corporations to push whatever they want. They likely gave him millions of dollars for this event. Plus, since all of these other small creators were streaming this, they likely gave Kai so much free promotion. Kai clearly scammed the creator and streamer community. He used them as props for his stream and made himself richer in the process. He pushed nothing but degeneracy and helped no one. Those who got a few followers from this stream are unfortunately not going to get much out of it, because at the end of the day, most of them will be forgotten as they were only being attached to Streamer University and Kai. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. Let me know your thoughts about Streamer University, and I'll see you guys in the next one.